I'm Dan Dews.
And I'm Meredith Kelly.
The hosts of Little Listener's Lounge.
Be prepared to listen and learn about the magic of kids' podcasts.
We talk to hosts, creators, producers, and writers and peek behind the scenes of their work.
We've had some amazing guests. The deputy director of NASA.
Everybody pretending to run away from a T-Rex.
Is this what jellyfish are made out of?
I see Lincoln's underpants.
Join us to learn something new about some of your favorite podcasts.
Subscribe to Little Listener's Lounge wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up in this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime, the creatures of Majimajura are terrified of some unwelcome guests.
By the twisted horns of a dragon,
Snickerfang exclaimed,
that's no ordinary rat, it's huge! In the glugging gargoyle!
Granny Gigglesnort gives some strange advice.
A rotten fish.
Which brings a curious creature to their rescue.
And then heard a pathetic meow.
But first, we'd like to wish a huge BKFK happy birthday to Leanne! Leanne, we wish you the best day ever. Okay, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Dia, I'm 9 years old, I live in Canada, and I like swimming and reading Harry Potter.
My name is Elijah, I am 8 years old, I live in Pennsylvania, and I like to play Among Us.
My name is Jules, I like cycling and playing with Lego, and my favorite thing is listening to By Kids for Kids Storytime Stories. And I'm from Ireland, and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Zara, I'm 8 years old, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I like nature.
Well done, kids. Remember, listeners, you are all welcome to perform with us. Just go to bykids4kids.co and click on Audition. Now, before we get on with the story, we need to thank a special listener for this episode. Her name is Zoe. Why are we thanking her? Find out at the end of this story.
The Kitty Corn. Once upon a time, in the magical land of Majimajura, there was a quirky little tavern called the Glugging Gargoyle. It was the kind of place where creatures of all sorts, cheerful ones, grouchy ones, and those in between, gathered for a good time. They all followed one golden rule set by Goethe Grimswill, the tough hobgoblin who ran the place. No fighting allowed. When folks stepped into the Glugging Gargoyle, their eyes were treated to a feast. The walls boasted everything from giant shields to shiny old swords, alongside doodles of magical animals that seemed to play tricks on the eyes. Shelves were packed with odd treasures from distant lands, and a hearty fireplace kept the whole room snug and warm. Right beside this cozy fire stood a massive stone gargoyle, its eyes mysteriously alive, overseeing the tavern's merry chaos. It was here, under the flickering candlelight, that Snickerfang and Jinx, the most mischievous goblin siblings known to the land, were locked in a battle of wits over a card game that had the entire tavern's odd assortment of patrons glancing their way now and then.
Ha! That's the third time I felt smart, you Jinx. Your face is as easy to read as a giant's cookbook, full of simple recipes.
Snickerfang teased, his eyes twinkling with glee beneath his messy, dark green hair.
I'll keep your scales on, Snickerfang.
Jinx replied.
The game's not over yet. I got a trick or two up my sleeve. Just you wait.
She leaned forward, a card clutched in her hand like a secret weapon, when suddenly a scurrying sound, swift and startling, interrupted the moment. Jinx's eyes went wide as saucers.
A rat!
She shrieked.
Snickerfang, a rat! a rat just invited itself to our game.
By the twisted horns of a dragon,
Snickerfang exclaimed,
that's no ordinary rat. It's huge! In the Glugging Gargoyle!
He, too, jumped off the floor and onto the table. Their table, unable to withstand the sudden commotion, toppled over, sending cards and drinks scattering across the floor. The chaos was contagious. Creatures of all shapes and sizes, pixies, trolls, even a dignified dragon trying to enjoy a quiet drink, erupted into a frenzy of their own, their screams and shouts creating a symphony of silliness as everyone scrambled to escape the fearsome rat. Once they had all fled, Goethe Grimswill, the hobgoblin bartender with dark green hair that hung like thick, twisty ropes from her head, looked around with a mixture of frustration and amusement.
By the whiskers of the great goblin king, not rat,
she muttered, rolling her eyes so dramatically they threatened to roll right out of her head. Over the next few days, she tried setting traps, but nothing helped. The rats were far too clever for her tricks. Determined to solve the rodent riddle once and for all, Goethe knew she needed help. So she went to seek the wisdom of Granny Gigglesnort, the oldest and kookiest witch in all of Majimajura. Granny Gigglesnort, with her hair a tangle of silver and colourful ribbons, listened to Goethe's tale with an expression of deep thought.
My dear Goethe, the solution is simple yet unusual,
Granny Gigglesnort declared.
You must bait the beast with a banquet it cannot resist, a rotten fish.
A rotten fish?
Goethe asked suspiciously.
To catch a rat? Granny, are you sure you haven't been sipping too much of your own laughter, too?
Trust me, my dear,
Granny replied with a mischievous wink.
Oh, don't, and let the rats dance to their delight in your pantry.
That evening, Goethe followed the peculiar advice, laying out a rotten fish in the middle of the tavern floor. The next morning, to her astonishment and slight disgust, all that remained was a fish skeleton, surrounded by a colourful mess of multicoloured hair? Goethe peered into the shadows, to see eyes peering back at her. Rats!
Shoo!
Shouted Goethe.
Get out of here, you filthy beast!
As the days passed, each night more rotten fish were offered, and each morning all that remained was a fish skeleton and more multicolored hair, but fewer and fewer eyes peered from the shadows.
It's working,
cried Goethe.
How did you do it?
Asked Jinx and Snickerfang when they returned.
Rotten fish,
said Goethe.
A fish to catch a rat? That's the oddest thing I've ever heard,
Snickerfang exclaimed, scratching his head. Jinx added,
but what about the multicolored hair? That's not from any rat I know.
Determined to solve the mystery, Goethe visited Granny Gigglesnort once more. The wise witch giggled and handed Goethe a ball of wool.
Lead this from the tavern to the whimsical whispering woods, my dear. Then pull. The answer you seek will find its way to you.
Granny instructed, her eyes sparkling with unspoken secrets. Following Granny's instructions to the letter, Goethe set off for the edge of the forest, not far from the tavern. She placed one end of the wool under the trees and walked back to the tavern, unrolling the wool as she did so. Then she gently pulled. She felt a small tug on the wool. She pulled again. Another tug. She pulled a bit harder, and the wool got ripped out of her hand. She ran as fast as she could to where she had placed it. She was astonished to see a huge ball of wool rolling crazily around on the ground. There was something inside it. It rolled to the left. It rolled to the right. And then it stopped. Goethe stepped a little closer. She saw two large eyes staring at her, and then heard a pathetic meow. Goethe began to unwind the wool. As she did so, she saw it was a four-legged creature with multicolored fur and a silvery horn on its head.
A kitty corn?
Gasped Goethe.
In Mania Majora?
And so it was. The kitty corn meowed pitifully, its eyes wide and imploring. Goethe's heart melted, and with care, she untangled the kitty corn, offering it a piece of rotten fish.
There you are, little one. No more tangles for you,
she said softly, watching as the kitty corn eagerly accepted the treat. The kitty corn followed Goethe to the tavern.
Welcome to your new home, little kitty corn,
said Goethe.
You have the warmest basket by the fire and an endless supply of fish. All I ask of you is protect us from rats.
The tavern now found itself under the watchful eye of a magical kitty corn. The creatures of Magia Majora, from the smallest pixie to the largest giant, returned to share their stories and laughter.
Who knew that a kitty corn would be the solution to a rat problem?
Jinx exclaimed, her laughter echoing through the tavern.
And all it wanted was a bit of fish. Imagine that,
laughed Snickerfang.
It needs a name,
said Jinx. Goethe thought for a moment and then said,
I think I'll call it Gem, Jewel, Flower, Shine, Violet, Rose, Petal, Flower.
This little kitty corn, named Jewel, Shimmer, Shine, Violet, Rose, Petal, Flower, was suggested and named by a wonderful BKFK listener named Zoe. Thank you, Zoe. That was such a good idea. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to suggest a character or creature for Magia Majora, just write to us and we'll bring your imagination to life. Quiz time. What type of creature is Goethe Grimswill, who runs the Glugging Gargoyle? A. A hobgoblin? B. A witch? C. A pixie? Or D. A dragon? And the answer is A. A hobgoblin. Question 2. What is the golden rule at the Glugging Gargoyle Tavern? A. No singing allowed. B. No fighting allowed. C. No magic allowed. Or D. No laughter allowed. And the answer is B. No fighting allowed. Question 3. What causes the chaos at the tavern during the card game between Snickerfang and Jinx? A. A dragon breathing fire. B. A spell gone wrong. C. A huge rat appears. Or D. A pixie casts a curse. C. A huge rat appears. Question 4. What unusual solution does Granny Gigglesnort suggest to solve the rat problem? A. Chanting a magical spell. B. Setting up traditional traps. C. Using a rotten fish as bait. Or D. Calling the Rat King for a truce. And the answer is C. using a rotten fish as bait. What mysterious item does Granny Gigglesnort give to Goethe to lead her to the solution of the mystery? A. A magic wand. B. A crystal ball. C. A ball of wool. Or D. A magical mirror. And the answer is A. A ball of wool. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.